It's 8:45 on Morning Edition, live and local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And my guest today, live in studio, Dave VanCat. He's the AIM Institute Director of Events Management. Thank you very much for joining us today, Dave. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by.
Thank you very much for having me. It's always good to be here.
Infotech, it's really become an institution now. You and I were talking off mic. I remember back when it was kind of a new event and just coming of age. It is of age, and with AIM taking it over, it's kind of taken on a new flavor, hasn't it?
It has. It was run for 35 years by the Association of Information Technology Professionals as a trade show, and AIM took it over 9 years ago now, and we converted it into an educational conference and kept the aspect of having vendors there, being able to talk about products and services related to the technology that people were learning about in the breakouts and the keynotes.
But I think one of the key differences to this AIM direction, or the direction that AIM has taken this, is not only do we get the free tchotchkes that all the vendors are handing out, but you can really come away with some extra knowledge. I mean, some very timely, not just workshops, but learning opportunities as well.
That's true. We have added a number of training opportunities for people to get more hands-on, in-depth training on a variety of topics at Infotech. This year, we're offering things around certified Scrum Master training and certified Agile Leader training, because the project management and those methodologies have become so important throughout the industry. We also have added a couple of newer things. Drag and drop machine learning. Machine learning is now very hot. Artificial intelligence and machine learning is an important aspect of how people understand data. And then Tableau is another data visualization tool. And so we've got training around all of those different aspects. Plus, we have our usual keynotes, breakouts, networking opportunities, all of the things that people love about Infotech, including the fun of our try it zone, where people get hands-on with some newer technologies. So there's just many different aspects of Infotech that people enjoy.
Well, can you take us through, it's been about 9 years or so since AIM took over Infotech, and can you take us through the off-season? You finish up that first Infotech or the second Infotech, and what leads you to make it better than it was last year?
Yeah, we always start with listening to our customers and those people who give us evaluation feedback around what they liked, what they'd like to see changed. We talk with our sponsors. We've got a number of great sponsors who come back year and again, see what they would like to see different about the program. And so we just take all of that feedback. We start looking at what's going on and trends and different things in the technology, and we try to just build that all together from 1 year to the next and just keep making it better and adding new and fun opportunities. A few years ago, we added our tech feud, which is a takeoff on the family feud. And so we have the end of the day with two different teams doing kind of geek culture questions, and it's a lot of fun. So people are serious about their technology. They are really interested in learning, but then they also like to have fun in the tech industry too.
The event, Infotech, is Tuesday, March 27th, starts at 8 a.m., goes to 5 p.m. This year it's at the Embassy Suites La Vista. How long has it been there? I know it used to be down at what used to, back in the day, was called the Quest Center.
It was at CenturyLink Center then after that for a while, and we moved it to La Vista Embassy Suites 3 years ago.
How is that venue worked for you? It's very easy to get to, for one, and there's a lot of parking. That's just real accessible, it seems to me.
Yes, that was part of the reason we made that move, both the parking availability and the free parking, and then also the proximity. There's a lot of tech going on in Lincoln as well, and so it was closer for those people from Lincoln or other parts to get to the La Vista Embassy Suites, so that's part of why we moved it out there.
The event now, from the sound of it, and really it sounds quite exciting with the things that you have coming up this year, really mirrors the mission of AIM, doesn't it? AIM very much about education in IT.
Absolutely. You know, AIM's whole purpose is trying to build up that tech ecosystem from all the different kinds of organizations, large and small, startups to enterprise IT, but also people at different points in their careers. AIM allows students in all the tech programs, college and university tech programs, to attend InfoTech for free as part of our mission to help introduce them to what's going on in the business community around technology, as well as let those business leaders get a chance to meet and interact with some of those students in tech.
How can people get a hold of tickets to attend InfoTech?
They can go to infotech.org, that's infotech.org, and they can register online right there. Again, it's March 27th. It's 8:30 to 5:30. Includes our great opening keynote, Brett Williams, retired Major General from the Air Force, former director of the U.S. Cyber Command. He's going to open up around the security and a lot of the issues that anybody in the tech industry has to deal with. We also have our comedian MC, who is going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be a great event, and you can get your tickets there. We're back to Morning Edition starting right now.